To improve education for grade schoolers, President Bush is urging more testing and higher standards. But standards vary widely depending on where you live. In Texas, for example, a typical fourth grader is expected to read about 90 words a minute and to recognize suffixes and prefixes in words. In Ohio, a fourth grader should be able to read silently for a sustained period of time and find the main idea in a story. Many states, including Ohio, are refining their reading standards, and most are testing students more than they used to. In the third part of a series on literacy, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on how standards and testing are affecting teaching.
March is test month in Ohio.
Where Are You Now? By Mary Britton Miller. When the night begins to fall.
This poem from a little-known American writer is the kind of material that 9- and 10-year-olds must read and understand to pass Ohio's fourth-grade reading proficiency test.
In rows and little golden squares, the lights come out, first here, then there, behind the window panes.
This is not the actual 2.5-hour test. It's a sample that the state provides on the internet, along with writing exercises and multiple-choice questions.
Which sentence best tells about this poem? A. Bees are building hives that look like city buildings. B. The lights are coming on in city buildings. C. City buildings can be seen from far away.
Last year, 4 out of every 10 students failed the state reading test. In Ohio's 7 largest cities, including Columbus, well over half failed.
The first word is barracuda. What word?
Barracuda!
Yes, barracuda. Spell barracuda.
B-A-R-R-A-C-U-D-A.
This is Kimberly Horde's class, a mix of second and third graders at Seabird Elementary near downtown Columbus. It's a poor, mostly white, working-class neighborhood school that's struggling to raise its reading scores. Every morning from 9:30 to 11, Horde's classroom reverberates with nonstop reading drills from a widely used phonics-based program known as Direct Instruction.
It sounds very militaristic if you first kind of hear it, but they love it. The kids love it. They're moving. They're allowed to yell.
Very good. Last word, friendly. What word?
Friendly.
First morphograph?
Friend.
Next morphograph?
Friend.
Spell friendly.
The state doesn't tell teachers how to teach reading, but the pressure on schools to raise test scores influences which reading program schools use. Direct instruction, for example, or DI as Horde calls it, is highly scripted, but it covers the basic skills students need to do well on the state test. And Horde says her kids need all the drilling they can get.
We have real focus problems with our kids. Anything from fetal alcohol syndrome to ADD to IQ level. So with DI, not only does it require them to stay focused, but it's a real quick check system for us on who's really getting what you're learning.
Ohio was one of the first states in the nation to propose that fourth graders be held back until they pass a state reading test. This policy, known as Ohio's Reading Guarantee, now so dominates classroom instruction that at Seabird, some teachers complain there's little time for anything else. Big art projects, music, field trips. But before the Reading Guarantee became law in 1997, the tests and the methods teachers used to teach reading were all over the map, says Kathy Stagg, who's taught at Seabird for 10 years.
And there were no real guidelines, and so any teacher anywhere could teach whatever they felt was good. So if kids move from school to school, there was no consistency. So one thing proficiency test has done is it began to help us come up with, all right, in this 9 weeks, no matter where you are in the district, you need to make sure you are covering A, B, and C.
By fourth grade, says Stagg, children need a foundation.
By the time you come to fourth grade, you should have enough. Okay, look at that word, sound it out. You should know that T-I-O-N is shun. You should know that if you have P-O-P, it's pop, not pope. It is about rules, but that's what reading is.
When the next morphograph starts with a vowel, when do you drop the E?
When the next morphograph begins with a vowel.
Very good. Complete the rest on your own. Be ready to grade them in 3 minutes.
There's no biological clock that says that a child can or must read by fourth grade. The deadline for mastering the mechanics of reading, however, is set by public schools, which need to begin covering more challenging literature, history, math, and science by fifth grade. But not all children are ready to handle challenging material at the same time, says April Hall. She teaches students who are struggling to read at Seabrook.
You know, by 3:30, their head's on the desk. They've had it because we have been pushing at them all day.
Teachers just don't have time anymore to go back to help those students who need the most help, says Hall. And some schools, just like some children, need more time too, says Seabrook's Kimberly Horde.
Our kids are bright. Our kids will get there. But if you're measuring it on the same time frame as maybe we'll go to the stereotypical suburban schools, it's like a horse race. It's like the horse started in the middle, or it started way back at the beginning of the track.
If that's true, then children in Upper Arlington, a wealthy suburb north of Columbus, get a pretty big jump start.
Is this everybody?
Come on in.
Fourth graders here have the highest reading scores in Ohio. Parents flock to this school system and to Wycliffe Elementary in particular. This is Kim Fordham's fourth grade class.
The Cabin Face West book group, come on up here, and we'll do book group up here.
At different points during the day, children make their way to a big, soft rug to read with Miss Fordham.
It's historical fiction. Do you think that the names of the places they're going to give you are going to be real names or pretend names?
Pretend.
What little word do you hear in historical?
History.
Unlike Seabrook Elementary, at Wycliffe, reading is less regimented. Children are free to read a broader range of literature. Almost all of them read at or above grade level.
Well, the word they say all the time is Gettysburg. Maybe it actually is a real town.
How do you think you could find out if Gettysburg is a real place or not?
If you go on the internet, you can type in the word.
Ms. Fordham doesn't think her students' performance on the state test tells her very much about their reading abilities.
I mean, there are some kids I'm concerned about, and there are some kids that I'm not concerned about, but it's not the test that's making me concerned. It's their everyday reading abilities.
And if she doesn't worry about the test, neither will her students, says Fordham.
Now when it's time to start practicing and looking at the test, I'll remind them, these are things we've done all year long, and now they're going to ask you to do them in this test, in this format. You know, it's good teaching that's happened all year long. So I'm not teaching to this test, I'm teaching children how to read.
Ohio's fourth grade reading test is an intrusion, says Fred Burton, the principal at Wycliffe. He's convinced it's a political scheme, not an educational tool. And everybody, poor and wealthy schools alike, resents it, says Burton.
What the state is doing is playing the role of the bully. We are raising the bar and you will jump it. That's not what we're about. And I'm finding the adults in this community, it's embarrassing. They have higher standards than what the politicians do. They have the standard of, I want my kid to do something that's real and meaningful.
Still, neatly tucked away in a filing cabinet in his tiny office, Burton keeps every piece of test data that the state returns to him.
For the reading section, this particular chart shows me fiction. How does the child construct meaning? Fiction, how does the child extend meaning?
He seems resigned to the fact that from now on, schools will be forced to change or defend how they teach children to read based on a 2.5-hour test. State lawmakers, meanwhile, have responded to the mounting criticism by requesting a comprehensive review of the state's reading and testing policies. That review is now underway. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.